love espresso, drip coffee, and cold brew? With the Ninja Luxe Cafe, if you can crave it, you can brew it. Espresso? Balanced. Drip coffee? Rich. Cold brew? In a flash. With Barista Assist technology, you brew with no stress and no guesswork. And make perfect silky microfoam, hands-free, from dairy or plant-based milks. Bring the coffee house home and unlock your favorites with the Ninja Luxe Cafe.
You're so coy, alluring, angel with a wicked smile. Sleeping 20 hours a day, never lay a paw on dusty clay. I'll keep your litter natural, no chemicals in your nostrils, just corn below, so every time you go, you'll know your shh don't stink.
World's best cat litter for the world's best cat.
I feel like we're becoming friends because of this show, and like
we were friends before the show. That's why it's called Friends Talking Chomp.
This is a different level, right?
Yes, it is. We are tied now.
It's like, honestly, it's like each time we have a Zoom, each time we do one of these Skypes or whatever, we're on a little like virtual trip together. You know, they say the best way to know someone is to travel with them.
Okay.
Because of all like the different like volatilities and things you can't really predict and how you deal with it. That's very much been like this. I've been stuck on a cruise ship from hell with you guys. Every other week.
Is that what your, that's how, that was your analogy?
And there's no way off. There's no way off. What am I going to do? Seriously, what are my options?
What do you mean, what are your options?
It's like my last relationship I had. I said, I didn't have the balls to break up with her. It's like, I guess kept on acting worse and worse, and she still wouldn't break up with me. That's what's happened here.
Is that what you're doing to us? Hello, everyone, and welcome to FTS Podcast, Friends Talking Shop, episode 62. We keep rolling this thing along, and we're now hitting into the 60s, getting close to retirement. but we're happy to be here, all in different places, just keep moving along across the country as well. So let's get this podcast started. So first, I want to introduce myself. My name is Dave. I'm one of your hosts of this podcast, if you've not joined before. And but I have two others that are with me that are very important, and I'll introduce them as well. First, I'll introduce my second host, Josh. Josh, how are you doing today?
Well, I had a what was supposed to be a actually turned out to be a pretty good day yesterday. So we are filming, or we're recording on the weekend. So yesterday, my wife was actually gone the entire day practically. And so then, you know, I think we were kind of talking about that before we started up, Dave, about how when you have that time to yourself, how you don't want to do anything. And I had to do a couple things. So I fixed the shower, number one, which I thought, by the way, was only going to take me like 15 minutes. Cause you know, you watch a YouTube video.
Were you wearing a tool belt when you were doing this?
I was not wearing a tool belt. No, but you watch the YouTube video and you think, I can do that. That's no problem. And the video is 10 minutes. So I'm thinking, take me 15 most. It took me 2 hours to fix the shower, but at least I did it. But I had to undo it three times. I had to take it apart and put it back together three times before I finally got it right. I was close to calling a plumber.
What's wrong with it?
So it would kept leaking. I have two shower heads in my shower. The handheld kept leaking, but it was like a slow leak. So when you would take a shower and then you come back the next day, there'd be like a puddle underneath of it.
Whoa. He's one of the two showerhead guys, huh?
Yeah. Well, you get the one on top and then the handheld. You get the handheld too.
But do you use both?
Yeah, of course. You don't use both? Do you have two?
No, we don't. Well, we have like three heads. The one on top and one shoots in the middle and one shoots
below. Well,
like,
so you get fancy now.
Oh my God. you guys kings?
Yeah, three-head shower. Meanwhile, you
I didn't put it
says me on the shower, and Dave stays silent knowing that he's got three-head shower.
But I don't need a second handheld thing.
Yes, you
along
do.
With
actually,
Josh, yes, you do. I'll tell you why. Josh. So I have a rainforest, you know, the one that's directly above your head, right?
Right.
I have
right.
that. You also need a handheld because that rainforest doesn't really get, like, your crevices.
The nether regions?
let's just be crude about it. But the rainforest does not get into areas. like a handheld does. And then also I want to like use the handheld to clean the shower. And you can't really do that with it with a.
Hold on.
Yeah.
When, if I have it in a in a straight down shower, I don't stand perfectly still. I kind of move around so that
you
the crevices
can't get the, listen, let's just go to brass tacks. You can't get the water in your ass that way.
No.
It dribbles in. It's no good.
I'm not, I don't. It's for my face. Otherwise you'd like look up.
You don't want to look up? You can't put your head
no,
back?
No, I'd rather have the, I don't want to.
Well, I use it for my face too. I do it for my face also.
Yeah.
But anyway, that kept leaking and it was driving me nuts. And so I got a new cartridge for it. It's, what you need is a cartridge, which is what I found out. So I had to take it apart and replace the cartridge.
How many trips to Home Depot did this
None. Take? So I ordered it through Kohler. It was a Kohler piece. And what's awesome with Kohler is, if anyone has Kohler out there, this is awesome. They guarantee all their parts for life. So they send it to you for free, which is awesome. Yeah. Yeah, you just take a picture of what's wrong, and they send you the part you need for nothing.
I'm a big fan. Now, Kohler stands for a city in Wisconsin, Kohler, Wisconsin.
I did not know that.
That is true. So now that's
all right.
I'm a big fan of Kohler. I go there every year.
All right. I thought it was Swedish for overpriced sinks.
It might be. There's a lot of Swedes just like me from Wisconsin.
Josh, does your wife?
Yeah.
And Dave, you too, actually.
Yeah.
Do they? At least incrementally, take this FTS a little bit more seriously? Or do you still think it's a complete, like, whatever, he does his thing, I don't care?
No,
is there
no,
any
my wife,
investment that they, either one of them have made in FTS?
I was investment, no. Other, investment, no. No, no, no.
Yeah.
No investment.
Invest time. I believe my wife listens to every episode.
Really?
Yeah.
It's true. That's great. I think it's one way for her to keep up with what's going on with me.
that's how she finds out what's happening with her husband.
She'll say, Dave, how was your day? I'm like, are you listening to the podcast? Do I have to go over again?
See, now I'll run ideas by my wife just to see, because she doesn't listen to every episode. But, you know, I have to have it some sort, because I can't run them by you guys, because that's not what we do here.
That's not the point of it, which we'll get into.
Which we'll get into. But going back to my day, so that wasted a lot of time that I thought I was going to have to myself. So then I actually, and I do this every once in a while. I don't know if you guys are do this at all, but I took a bath. I like to take a bath every once in a while. And I put some Epsom salts in there, put a little bubbles. I have like this
thing.
Wait.
Did you shower? Did you shower?
No, I didn't shower. I just cleaned the shower. I just fixed the shower. I didn't shower. I took a bath afterwards.
I don't understand this. So you're literally in a bath, dirty, cleaning yourself.
That's right.
And then you're laying in your own.
I'm going to give you one worse, Omar. Do you know what I was doing in the tub? So I was going to tell you.
Oh, please.
I was eating chicken. I was eating my lunch.
I was eating chicken.
What? And I told my wife, she's like, you were eating chicken in the tub? I'm like, yeah. I took so much time fixing the shower that I had to fit in all the other stuff I was going to do while you were gone. And that was, I had my iPad out, so I was watching my shows. And I was eating chicken in the tub watching my shows. It was wonderful. Now, did I get crumbs? Fried chicken. Did I get crumbs in the tub? Yeah, I did. A little bit. But not a lot. And I thought that was fine. It was so relaxing.
Your next project is fixing the bathtub.
I gotta fix the tub. It's clogged with chicken bones.
Yeah. What's this? Yeah. Well, good job. That was what your big time out was, is you cleaned the shower, took a bath, ate chicken. Like, there was no movies, no video games.
Then, after I watched a couple shows while I was in the tub, so I did that. I'm watching Ted on Peacock, the series now. Very funny, by the way. Hilarious. And then I watched basketball. It was great. I had three games I wanted to watch in succession right after that. It was wonderful.
Now, here's the
question. It was a good day. It was a good day.
I do have a question. Omar's eating right now. That's why we're not getting loaded with questions. Yeah. When I like taking baths too, but it's a once in a while thing. It's a treat, right?
Yeah, it's a treat. That's right. Cause it's so time consuming.
Yeah. That's my question. How long do you take a bath? Yours sounds like
an hour. It was an hour.
Yeah. Okay.
I was in there a decent hour.
I love it. But after 30 minutes, I'm like done. That's what I thought.
Yeah, but I'm watching something, so I'm not gonna stop watching it until it's done.
Yeah.
So once I watch whatever I'm watching, then my bath is done. Because then you get pruney, the water gets a little cold, and, you know, it gets gross. There's chicken in it, you know, that's gross.
Yeah, it's like chicken soup.
Was chicken part of your scheduled day?
Well, I was going to eat lunch, and I had fried chicken in the fridge that I had from the day before, so it was part of my scheduled day, and I figured because it took so long to shower, I was going to condense them. I was going to condense it.
Where did that fried chicken?
My wife got it. She got it for me.
From, like, the store?
Yeah, that's where you get fried chicken usually, the store. It didn't come from the fairy who just delivers it.
You don't live on a farm?
Yeah, there was no farm. I didn't pick out the chickens and then kill them.
Wow. Well, it sounds like quite a life you're leading, Josh.
It was a nice day. It was a nice
day. What a rock star. You're a rock star.
There you go.
speaking of rock star, we have a third host, and that is Omar, direct from somewhere. I just flew in, and that's why we're doing it so late on Sunday. Omar, how are you doing today?
I just got back from Miami. I was hanging out with Mr. Worldwide.
I don't know what that means.
Mr. Pitbull?
Yeah.
What do you mean, you're hanging out with Pitbull? What does that mean? Tell me what that means. Is that a euphemism for something?
I'm kidding.
Yeah, I was going to say.
But you were down in Miami having a good time.
Oh, yeah, you were in Miami.
It was great. It was great having an event that cost a gajillion dollars. Everybody loves you. Oh, it was so great. Fantastic. I'd love to come to your thing tonight. I haven't talked to you in 7 years, but awesome catching up.
But it was a good event. The event went well, right?
I had someone come to this event, and I saw them. It was early enough where I could sort of spot people, you know, whatever. And listen, it's one of the things that you guys, whenever you're having any kind of a larger event, there's going to be people who crash it. There's going to be people who you don't want there.
Of course.
It's going to happen, right?
Yeah.
Well, this one particular person, and I will not say their name for obvious reasons. I was like, I was aghast that they were in the,
that they were there. Yeah.
And they were talking to two of my friends, both of which you know. And I go up to this guy and I go, hey, I go, who invited you?
I go, send that to him.
Initially, he thinks I'm kidding. He's laughing. Yeah. I go, no, I'm serious. Why are you here? Like, you're not supposed to be
here.
Wow. The opposite kind of person that we want to have at this place.
You took it step further.
Yeah. Yeah. And then he calls me the A word.
No.
Oh.
And he goes, why are you being whatever? I'm like, well, for these four reasons. Yeah. I go, well, look, I'm not gonna kick you out of here because this isn't like, you know, Melrose Place. Whatever. I made some joke, whatever. I'm like, but just know that I don't really want you here. Anyway, I'll see you later.
Wait. Did you see him the next day? Was he at the event next day?
My friends who were there next to him said they saw his soul
leave his body.
Of course. Yeah. There's no way I would stay.
He didn't leave.
Yeah.
Well, publicly shamed him.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
Well, I suppose the kind of person that crashes is the kind of person that stays after being told to leave, too. So I guess that's where you got
the point. That's right. So anyway, but I had something else happen to me today, and I wanted to talk to you guys about it just as a quick one. This is what this is the format that we've been forced into, apparently, which is I was staying at my best friend's place. Okay. And I've been on the road for like a week, and like I went on the road like a week or 2 weeks earlier as I always am, and of course they pulled aside my luggage in the X-ray machine, and I brought my big thing of moisturizer, which I love. It's the best moisturizer in the world,
but it's over 3.6 ounces.
Mm-hmm. I had the whole thing with the it was a big thing of it, because I forgot that when I'm not traveling checked in, I can't carry it around.
That's right.
And so it's a brand new thing. It's Mustela.
Mustela.
Do you know it, Dave?
No, he's kidding around.
Of course not.
It's like $30 a bottle.
Sell it at Walmart?
Love it. Yeah. Anyway, confiscated, like at the airport. So now I'm traveling with one of those travel size things.
Yeah, of course. Right? That's how it works.
I'm out of it in like day four.
Yeah.
Right? Even the hotel, which is never that good. Even though the hotels are supposedly 5-star, the moisturizer is like 2-star, right? That's another scam, right? But I am at my best friend's house, who got me into this lotion to begin with.
Yeah. Did he have some at his place?
A big bottle of it. So I'm using it. Yeah. And then as I'm leaving today, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to fill up my
Your travel.
My travel with their bottle.
Yeah.
And I'm using it. I go, I feel like a crackhead. I was actually doing this. I'm like, is this appropriate?
Yeah. Like, there's,
you know what? So I stopped halfway through.
Well, that makes no sense.
Because I just felt I was getting too much. I'm like, you want to know what? I can't do this. This I could. So I and but then as I go into the bathroom again, I look under the sink,
and he's got a ton of them.
There's five of them.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Yeah.
So I finished it.
You got all five? You snuck all five in?
I filled it up. No. I filled up my crap.
I know. I'm kidding. Of course. But,
so now let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I talked to them about this afterwards.
Yeah.
What do you think? Number one, do you think it's appropriate to do that?
Okay.
And number two, how do you think they're
okay? So there's a couple of things here. Number one, it's your good friend. That's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, he's very independently wealthy.
Clearly, okay. He has a moisturizer. He's doing okay.
Well, usually the tip off if someone is independently wealthy is not the amount of moisturizer they have. But in this case, I'll grant an exception. Is this real expensive stuff? I guess it is, right?
That's $3. What you feel.
How much a bottle? 30?
Huh?
$30 a bottle for moisturizer. I can't see that, what you're holding up. That is still can't see it. It's an iPhone.
It's a lot for lotion, but $30 in and of itself is not a big stretch
for
either. It's
a lot for lotion.
Yeah, but it's not like it's breaking the bank of Omar's friend.
No, that's true.
Like,
that's
like
right.
Vaseline or.
And I think he would understand. You needed it for the travel reasons. Now look, you were traveling back home.
Yep, exactly.
When you did this. So you really didn't need it for back home. Mm-hmm. And you have a bottle at home that you could have filled it up yourself. So you see the push pull here.
But he did tell him, which I think is right. I think you tell him, right?
But he told him after.
Well, it's
well, if you're
you weigh
tell,
it out, and it's an apology if he gets mad.
Let me refresh your memories, by the way, because we had an episode a little while back, and I know this because I'm logging our episodes right now, and if everyone knows and follows us on Instagram, you can see the clips that we're putting up there that are, I think, are pretty cool, and we're going to continue to do that, by the way. But one of the things I logged was a story you told, Omar, a long time ago when you were in London, how you took you were staying at your friend's house, and you took their bottle of wine, and you drank it. And then you were trying to figure out how to tell them this after the fact. Okay, so it's very analogous here that you're doing things first and then asking questions later. If you're going to bring it up anyway to him, you might as well ask him, hey, can I fill my travel thing with your whatever the hell ridiculous lotion, your gold lotion. Yeah, whatever. Yeah. See what I'm saying? You're going to tell him anyway.
I know why this is. I know why this is. Is Omar is a generous person himself. If you need lotion, he would give you his five bottles, and he'll just get them more later. Like he
true.
Did. So I think he assumes then other people will do that for him, and he takes before he thinks. Because it's so natural for him on the other side. So he's not being...
If I ever had your addresses, maybe I even do.
You do. You have
you
our
do. Address.
I send DoorDash and Uber Eats to my friends randomly all the time.
Randomly? I've never gotten an Uber Eats from you randomly.
Well, not you guys, but other people I have. Well, yeah, it helps. It's fair enough. If you have kids, I do. If you have like toddlers, I send them pizza and ice cream and milkshakes and
yeah, chicken. That's very strange. Do they know it's coming from you, or they just
pizza
shows up at the door?
No, they do because if it's random, they know it's from Uncle Omi.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah,
got it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we've all seen you be very, very generous. So I think Omar, probably you can't always assume that it's reciprocated. You have to be a little
That's
careful.
Right.
Although I think in this case, the friend who you've gone yacht shopping with, I think you probably can take
I think
a few
it's all right.
liberties with. Yeah.
I think it's all right to take $4.50 worth of moisturizer.
I got.
Yeah, I think that's okay. And by the way, let me also point this out. Omar, you have yet to learn your lesson because we told you the exact same advice back in the London wine debacle, and you've repeated it.
Yeah.
You repeated your mistake here. So there you go.
But don't you guys kind of just go with the flow sometimes with these things? Like, are there certain other homes, okay, besides your own, where you feel that kind of comfort, just to kind of like, it's kind of like your stuff.
Yeah. My parents' house. That's it.
Yes, that's right. Very few outside of my parents' house.
Correct. That's right.
You're unique that way.
You are unique that way.
Yeah,
good for you. It makes you you.
When at least one half of the parties feel this way.
But that's good. You got good friends. That's
exactly right.
Josh and I have surface friends. Yeah, everything's very, very hands off with my friends.
How are you doing, Dave?
I'm doing good. I am in Phoenix, Arizona right now. I just flew in from San Francisco. And I was really interested to see it because it's the first time I've been to San Francisco, Oakland area since the pandemic. And yeah, I wanted to see, you know, is it really crime ridden, you know, as bad as it when kind of a homeless situation?
Broken glass, hypodermic needles. What'd you find?
Oakland is everything you would expect. In fact, someone I met with there said that their headquarters was in Oakland. They were told to bring a lunch to work because they are not allowed to go out of the office during the day.
Oh, God.
Because they are potentially going to get mugged or carjacked at any time of the day. But I found San Francisco to be lovely. I stayed pretty close to my hotel. I did want to make a shout out to a fan of ours, Alyssa, who I had lunch with in San Francisco.
Very good.
Hold on a second here.
All right.
Wait, I'm sorry. Josh, did you catch that?
I did. I caught it.
Yeah.
What'd I do?
I'm not sure what you have beef with, but yes, I caught it.
You don't make a shout out.
Oh, okay. You're not
making a custard pie. Or like, you give a shout out. You don't make a shout out.
I mean, really?
That's
the wrong word.
I didn't hear that. I didn't catch.
Half of our demographic just literally hung off the pot or whatever that's called. You're going to make a shout out. Please never ever make a shout out ever again. Because the opposite intended effects. Josh, any thoughts on this? Did you catch that, Josh?
Yeah, I didn't catch it, but that's, you are correct.
That makes a big difference. Give a shout out. Make a shout out. That's a hit.
Give a shout out.
Yeah. Fine. I'm giving a shout out to Alyssa. That's all ruined. I made sure she's now never going to listen again.
Yeah.
But,
you're making a shout out too. You're also making her bed. What other things you make?
Listen, if that's going to be a problem, you get used to it because, Mike locally listens from Wisconsin.
What are other things that you make besides the bed, Josh?
Mistakes.
You make
apparently.
Peace. You make mistakes. You make
mistakes.
Yeah. You make lunch.
I make revenge.
Hold on. You make a what? You make a bed. You make a shout out, apparently.
Yes. That's right.
You make
your
cake. That's what I did. But I have. You know what else you can make is a baby.
You made a baby. There you go.
Which segue for that is I just found out that my grandson is going to be a boy.
Yes, that was a weird way to phrase that too, Dave. You're not good at phrasing.
My grandson's going to be a boy. Now you got me all flustered.
Your grandchild is going to be a boy. Your grandson, you gave it away with grandson.
Yeah, yeah.
What's that guy's name?
Congratulations.
What's it from Taxi? Latka?
Yes, not Latka. Andy Kaufman's character.
Shout out to you.
That's not even close to his, but that's fine. We all get the idea.
All right. Well, that's good news.
That's how Indian people talk too, right? Like I even make you very much.
According to you,
it's very true. It's 100% true.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very multicultural. So
yes.
Anyway, so I'm doing pretty good. I'm supposed to be in warm weather, but one of the experiences I've had in coming out to San Francisco and Arizona is getting on an airplane. And I think if you've not listened to this episode, any of our episodes before, I do not like to fly. And I've got some flying things to talk about, but I'll get to that in my segment. So let's jump into the podcast here. We also have some emails that we're going to go through. But first of all, let me tell you how you can reach us and our different ways of connecting with us. First of all, we'd love to hear from you through email. We did get a couple emails this week, which we're
very excited about.
We'll go through. Our email address is friends@fts.media. It's friends, plural, at fts.media is our email address. If you want to check us out on our website, which has been put together just fabulously by Josh lots of things on there, you can go to friendstalkingshop.weebly.com. We are also on Instagram at Friends Talking Shop, and you can also search for us on YouTube. So, Josh, if you keep putting us on more platforms, there's more of these things to mess up.
It's going to take up so much time.
Goodness
gracious. I apologize, yeah.
I don't care if you like it and pound whatever. I'm just telling you, that's all out there. Do with it what you will. But Josh's done a great job with all of that. So speaking of which, the email I gave you, sometimes people use it. Lots of times people don't.
Yeah.
But this week someone has. And I'll read one. Josh, why don't you go through the first one?
Yeah, Omar got up here. Omar, can you still hear us? Omar is running around his place, and it's unbelievable. What you'll see from some video clips is Omar cannot sit still. It's amazing. But
you know, he's making himself a nuisance is what he's doing. So here's another make.
he just got food delivered. There you go. That's why. So we got an email from a Justin, which is a really very well thought out email. This is someone who's been catching up on episodes, and so he's got a lot to say and ask, so I'll go through this. So he says, "Hey guys, just catching up on episodes." Yeah, that's shocking. That's what I just said. keep up the good work. I suggest this doesn't make any sense, but I assume he's saying, I suggest doing YouTube in full episodes, as seeing your expressions is great. So that's nice. So on YouTube, we do have that on YouTube, but it's clips. It's old clips. It's video clips. So our full episodes are not videos, but maybe we can take that into account. So I appreciate that suggestion. He says, I have a few comments on the last few episodes. So he starts off.
Do you think we should start wearing makeup if we're going to start putting more stuff on YouTube?
Well, yeah, I thought about that too.
Yeah, that's possible. If you know, but I'm very comfortable.
Which, by the way, I was going through the airport today, and I went to go through
someone
clear.
Recognize you? Someone recognize you from the podcast?
I like that story better. It's not true. Yeah. But all of a sudden, they go through clear, which is stupid, because there's like two people in clear and one person in TSA free.
Someone saw him at the airport, and they made a shout out.
All right,
you're not going to live that down, Dave. He's going to remind you.
Fine. I don't even think that's a big deal. I'm going to ask around.
It sounds a little old. It does sound a little old. You dated yourself with that one.
It is not. Anyway, so clearly, like, we have to redo your picture. And I had a baseball cap and had not, like, looked. And I mean, so they're like, take off your hat. You're going to have to take this picture. I thought, are you serious with me right now? So I have the most ridiculously looking hair.
Who cares? No one sees it.
He just said, are you serious with me right now?
You think I'm of Indian descent?
Like, you're talking like you're from, like, you know.
He's slapping your Balki Bartakamus, who just arrived off the boat here.
Maybe that's a bigger influence.
What he's driving at.
But I bring that up because if we're on YouTube, I might, like, now do I have to be ready for YouTube? Like,
you do.
That's a whole new.
You do. You got to be ready. Yeah, like right now, I can only see half your head. So it's like, this is no good for YouTube. There we go. Now you got the whole. You got your whole.
Oh, really? My camera.
Yeah. You're doing it's perfect.
All right.
Like, what's that, Wilson from Home Improvement, where he always sees the eye?
By the fence. Sorry.
So Justin goes on. He's got a couple of comments and questions for us. So first he says, Josh, mac and cheese has a huge variance. So do wings. Mozzie sticks, not so much. So that was about my topic about foods that have big variances, like, you know, that are, it's hard to find a bad burger, for example. Like, the worst burger is still edible versus the best burger. And so
he
had a comment.
I'm shocked somebody actually. I hated that topic, Josh.
Yeah, but people care about this stuff. It's a decent topic.
Dave, did you have a view on that topic?
Oh, Josh is a man of the people. So you.
I'm a man of the
understand.
People. You're eating at Nobu every night. I mean, it's very hard to relate to what we're talking about here with mac and cheese when you're you know, when you're getting DoorDash and Gold Belly from Nobu. Anyway. So I'm going to disagree with him on mac and cheese. I think he had an argument with me there. But mozzarella sticks, I also disagree with him. I think that was one I said that has a high variance. There's some pretty shitty mozzarella sticks out there.
Yeah.
The cheese doesn't melt in the middle, and it's like it's garbage. The breading's no good. But anyway, so we appreciate those comments. That's exactly why we have these topics, by the way, for all you listeners to come back and tell us we're wrong.
Pushback,
exactly. Omar, he's got a nice paragraph for you. So he says, Omar, How many best friends does Omar have? Every time he mentions a friend, they are a dear friend or a best friend. Don't we all have only a few of each? And these, and dare I say, they are different groups of people. His brain may explode, or maybe he'll walk away when you read this, but curious to hear his response. How do you respond to Justin there?
I think that's something that my, I've had a few of my friends mention that to me, especially one.
Oh, interesting. So Justin's not hitting new territory.
No, he goes, you have too many friends. I only have two friends. That kind of comparison. And I don't know. I mean, I think, I guess the question is if I had a wedding, like today,
how many people groomsmen
would I want to have there?
That's a great way to phrase it. Yeah.
Yeah. How many groomsmen would you have?
So besides Dave and I, how many would you have?
Yeah. What? And one, two, who are three? What are the rest?
I don't know.
I would probably have to elope, I think.
Is this why you've avoided marriage, by the way? Is it just because of the awkward leaving out of people as groomsmen? Not necessarily because you want the companionship.
Is there a world record for that? Can we take a shot at it?
Yeah. So the poor woman's got to match up. That's the limiting.
Seriously,
that's right.
When I grew up, wasn't one of your? I used to love the Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, I loved it. Loved it.
Oh my God! Yes. I was like, can I get this thing for something? Yeah.
And what was the number one thing that you always looked at in the Guinness Book of World Records? That book.
World's Tallest Man.
Okay, that's a good one. But there's another one that really caught my attention. The guy with the longest nails. Remember that guy?
Oh, yes. I remember that. Yeah,
that was
weird.
Right. I thought, like, you know, if you're the tallest man, you can't avoid that. That's just genetics. You're the tallest man. But you don't have to have the longest fingernails.
And they would curl around.
They curled around. It was gross.
It really was.
I don't know
how
you did anything. How do you write? How do you pick up a pencil? How do you?
I dated some girls with nails like that. It was
not like that. Not like that.
So back to this question, I will say this. One of my favorite quotes, and probably one of my most often mentioned quotes on first dates, is
you're doing quotes on dates?
Oh yeah, I have like three or four go-to quotes.
All right, go ahead.
And one of them is this: there's nothing more important for humans than connection. That's why I treat every stranger like an old friend. So along those lines. I am somewhat intentional. Look, there are plenty of people who don't like me as well. That's evident.
No, I don't believe that.
It's plenty.
I don't believe that.
But
the guy you kicked out of your party.
As cynical as I am about society, I think, you know, when you meet people and you get to know them, invariably there is a light even in the darkness.
That is so profound.
No, but I feel like an ass right now. But the biggest reason why, Justin, I have so many friends.
I'm dear friends. Right now. He's specifically saying dear friends, like best friends.
Well, dear friends, I'm going to tell you why. Right? Because I'm 52 and I'm single.
Oh.
Right? I have a lot of bandwidth.
Good answer.
Right? There's a great
answer
by a Russian author, Prokof. If you're afraid of loneliness, never get married.
Wow.
Because when you're married, you're so vested in your nuclear family. You have a lot less time for your sisters, brothers, friends, their kids especially, blah, blah, blah.
That's true, in a way.
That is
I have very little going on, right?
You can invest in lots of –
You have the space. You have the room.
I think he's answered the question.
I can't believe it, but that's a great answer. I'm going to say that. It's a really good answer.
Well, it's kind of it is true. And it's not so much like the spouse. Like, I think you can still maintain a lot of friendships, but the children, the kids take a lot of capacity.
They take a lot. They do. They really
do. They take, and it's a good 20-year chunk of your life that you are just not available, right?
Oh,
and
you gotta no question.
Be friends with your kids' parents, right? Sometimes.
Those are set up friendships that just sometimes are
imagine,
so
you know,
brutal.
I remember when I saw a therapist, you know, 15 years ago. And I walked them through a couple of relationships that I'd ended, like friendships or whatever they were. And I'm like, do I have a problem? And I walked through the different stories. And she, and her response to me was, please put your pants back on.
No, no, kidding. Okay.
Yeah.
She didn't care about that.
That's a quote he hears every day.
Yeah. That's right. Exactly.
No, her response was, do you talk to your family and your mother, your dad? And your, I'm like, yeah, every day. They're like, do you have long-term friends? I'm like, yeah. He goes, well, then you're fine. Like, and I think similarly, like, if you meet someone who's in their 40s and 30s and 40s and 50s and has no long-term friends, they're incredible. Either they're Bruce Banner or they're real problems. In which case, they both have problems. You're the Incredible Hulk.
Yeah, that's a bigger problem, I think.
That's a common one.
When you turn into the Hulk.
It's so true. Now, think about this more, is that during those 20 years that you're raising children, and then by the time they're gone, like, do you lose how to make friends anymore? Like, it's like you're out of practice. Or,
you know what it is? I don't think it's that, because it's just that you can't have as many close friends like Omar does because you don't have the bandwidth. Just like he said, you don't have time to go and hang out with them and get on a call or go play a game or with them. Or
right.
You only have so much time in your day that you can dedicate outside your family.
Yeah. But when you get it back, like, you're an empty nester now. Like, have you found time back now?
Yeah, I think a little bit, no question.
Oh, wait, hold on. You motherfuckers are still married. Don't try and, like, have us, that's not a big deal.
Well, that's true.
Not, it's a big deal. You gotta ask
that's
your wife
true.
Permission for everything.
That's true. It's there's no debating that.
You can't jump on a plane and go hang out for a weekend.
Like, kids was the real thing, okay? Yeah. It's both.
It's both. Yeah. It is both. It is both. But there is some alleviation when the kids leave the house.
Right.
So there is some of that. He goes on to ask, Omar, is your dad a curmudgeon? Every time he's mentioned by Omar, his dad seems to be a person who hates being around other people. And we have had, Omar's dad on the show, by the way, if you hadn't had a chance to see, it's one of our early episodes in season one. And it's quite fascinating, but Omar's dad is incredibly interesting. Would you call him a curmudgeon, Omar?
No. He's on too much Prozac at this point.
Oh, jeez. Not sure he wants that out there.
Yeah. No, my dad is very pleasant.
He is pleasant, but, you know, he does complain about a lot of things.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to go to stuff, you know?
Yes. Well, so when you're paying for anything, if you haven't been in any kind of a nice restaurant or area, he's not going to want to be there.
See, there you go. That's curmudgeon-ly.
Yeah. You want to know, you're actually, what am I saying? To eat with him is not a pleasant experience.
Oh, shoot. There you go.
You're literally waiting for him either to complain or to be rude to the waiter or want to talk to the manager.
That took a 180, answer.
The one thing he wants is, like, if he has to have warm bread. If bread's not warm in the restaurant, he won't eat Hindu food because they don't use the right spices and or they don't know how to cook.
All right, he's a curmudgeon. You answered the question.
Fact, he only really wants to eat American food.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. You just learned something about your dad. Initial response. He then references another topic we had on the show, but he says, I love The Rock, but he is not George Clooney, which is my point exactly. Clooney has range. The Rock does not yet. He does say yet. Until he plays a serious role, he will always be another Schwarzenegger. And I can't disagree with him.
Time out. My question was, are they equally famous? Not are they equally talented?
Right, but we then got into a discussion about range. And that's where I said George Clooney had range that The Rock does not. And then you brought up that stupid movie where he babysits or something like that.
No, I didn't use that as range. Did I? I gotta go back to the episode.
Yeah.
He's ever done a serious. I mean, he's done a.
It was Tooth Fairy.
Tooth Fairy, that's exactly right.
No,
exactly.
I didn't reference Tooth Fairy to.
Someone referenced
Jumanji.
Tooth Fairy and we can go back to the tape.
Yeah.
the news, he's been given a 30% whatever stake in MMA or whatever.
Who, The Rock?
Yeah.
Okay, but that doesn't mean – that doesn't
– No, that's an unprecedented kind of deal. It's because of he's so famous.
He's very famous. He's very likable. All that stuff is true. We're talking about range. That's all.
Didn't The Rock beat Trump in a presidential election?
It's possible. I don't know.
Are you talking about
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering if Taylor Swift ran for president and had a legit vice president, a legitimate independent.
She would win.
I think she might, right?
She would win in a heartbeat. I mean, the amount of people that fawn all over her is insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. Yeah. It's crazy.
My
daughter would be one of them.
Haven't said one word to me about the Ravens loss. Not one word.
We don't want to bring it up. It was in the How Are You Doing segment that you decided not to talk about. So
yeah,
we'll let it go. Let me finish Justin's email because this is getting painful.
This fucking what is this? It's Opus X?
Yeah, like, seriously. Listen, Justin is a dedicated listener. I have to applaud him. I love this email. The guy listens intently.
Yeah, we don't ask for emails and then criticize.
He has notes. He's got notes. So then he turns his attention to you, Dave, and he says, "Dave, what dentist is Dave going to? Is cleaning somehow confused for cavities? Who needs gas for a cleaning? Are they chiseling his teeth when cleaning? This needs to be explained. I am dumbfounded as to why he needs gas for this experience other than to just get a little high." He says, thanks, Justin. So why don't you address that, Dave?
He nailed it there at the end because to me, the gas, other than my last experience, is a very positive. But I gotta tell you, I don't know what it's like for other people. When I go to get my teeth cleaned, it's not fun. I don't know if people
fun is different than needing some sort of deadener, like some sort of. It's not painful. Do they scrape the teeth? Is a little whatever, but it's not like.
Know.
That's what he's saying. He's saying like that's not. It's not drilling into your tooth. That's what he's saying.
No, it's not a cavity. I don't understand the difference.
Right.
But the whole experience is very unpleasant. I don't like it at all. As a kid, I must have had, I think, over 10 teeth pulled because I had a bunch of baby teeth that weren't coming out.
Oh, my God. That's a lot.
So I've gone through trauma. So if I get a gas for whatever reason when I'm in that chair, just let me have it. I listen to music, and it is 30 minutes of, like, just a good time as opposed to just – to me, it's very mild torture for me is teeth cleaning. Cavities is moderate torture.
Do you think Dave could survive having his teeth cleaned on an airplane?
let me throw that out to the listeners. If we could somehow gather enough money,
Jesus Christ, Dave.
For Dave to accept the challenge of getting his teeth cleaned while on a plane with turbulence. With no gas, no nothing.
Right now.
That'd be amazing. What would that take, Dave? What's your number?
Actually, one would cancel out the other. I don't know which one would be worse, but I wonder if it wouldn't be additive. Somehow, I think there'd be some canceling out. Because the teeth cleaning would – how would I know if there's turbulence? They're grinding away, curly, scraping in the back of my teeth.
That's interesting.
So, my number, I think it has to be $10,000. I do it for $10,000.
Oh, my God. We can definitely get that together.
All right.
We can get $10,000 together, and then we'd film that and put that on. That's ratings galore. I love it.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let me ask you this question, just to put this one to bed. I think this is what Justin's driving home. Do you need the gas to get through a teeth cleaning? Or could you get through a teeth cleaning without
it? Yes, I can get through it.
Okay.
It's a choice to make it more pleasant. Right.
Done. Okay. All right,
I know
thank
some
you,
people
Justin.
Get a cavity and they don't want the Novocaine because they don't like that feeling, so they'll get a cavity with no Novocaine.
That's insane to me.
Well, so those people probably think you're a big sissy for having Novocaine.
I don't think so.
It's all degrees.
To get drilled without Novocaine is that's a tough go.
My daughter, I think, would rather not have Novocaine, so she'll get a cavity and she'll just.
What does she do? Does she bite down on? Well, I guess she can't bite down on.
Yeah, she bites on.
Can't do that.
Bites down on a finger.
Listen, soldiers in the Civil War would bite down on wood when they're getting their leg amputated. Can you imagine that?
I couldn't do that.
You need gas for a cleaning. How does that make you feel?
All right, fair enough. I would say no to Civil War. I'd shoot myself.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Justin, for your email. We really appreciate it.
I have one email, too. This one's for you, Josh. I'll go through this quickly. Josh, you mentioned in passing that you are watching the new season of Married at First Sight.
Correct.
And we're saying that the guy just was an intern. I remember you talked about
that's right. That's right.
I didn't realize there was a new season, so I rushed over to Netflix and I binged the whole season. The problem with binging is that I now have grown to hate every single person on the show.
Yes.
And have to know how it ends. So it's too painful to get through. I kept going back and forth on who you're talking about. I went from one couple to the next.
Brennan.
Sure they were. Which one?
Brennan. Is she watching the latest one? I don't know if it's on Netflix, the latest one, the one that's on right now.
Oh, maybe it's not the same.
It might not. She might be watching a different season, but just whoever this is, there is a guy who is been paired up with this blonde girl who's never had a serious relationship before. That's a good way to know. And her name's Emily. So it's Brennan and Emily. And he just refuses to say to her, I'm not into you, and instead is doing this whole friendship dance. And he doesn't want to look bad on camera. That's all it is. But by the way, let me also tell – was that the end of the email? I didn't mean to cut you off.
Well, one last thing. Yeah. I wanted to know, yeah. How much do you hate Alyssa? Do you recall?
Okay, she's on a different season. There you go. Season. We just answered that one. Yes, okay. I do hate Alyssa. She's awful. And by the way, this is something I tell my wife too. And for those of you into reality TV have people that you watch a season and you hate, that's a good thing. Don't turn away from that. Embrace that, Josh.
I used to talk about Howard Stern characters.
Embrace
how
it.
How much I hated them. And you're like, that's why he's so great.
That's why it's great. It's great to hate. Remember that phrase, kids.
Do you think that one of us are play that role on our show?
I do indeed.
You do? Jamie, yep. What do you think?
I'm sure there is
you want to name it.
No, it could be any one of us. One of us, I think somebody doesn't like the fact that you swear all the time, Josh. Some people may think,
I don't swear all the time.
Well,
Omar
someone
swears
had,
way more than me.
Gosh, you say the S word all the time.
Okay, so first of all, let me just hold on. Let me call a major timeout. I got two full timeouts left in 1:20, but this is my first timeout. Let me remind you how soon we forget, Omar. Omar told a story earlier in this exact podcast where he said he called them the A word, where he didn't want to say asshole, but then proceeded to say motherfucker in a different part of his story. So Kettle. Let's stop calling out other people when we are.
Yeah, glad you changed that. I'm glad you changed that. Kettle Black. Wook's gonna come out. The Wook's gonna come out.
I just said Kettle. That's all I did. Everyone knows the reference.
Yeah.
Anyway. So thank you to this person as well. That is wonderful. But by the way, you're watching the wrong season. Not the wrong season. They're all great seasons. But you need to watch the season that's on now, and I don't think that's on Netflix yet.
All right. So that answers that question. That was a long intro then to the show itself.
Jeez.
Let's quickly get into that. So what our show is every week we come together and we each have a topic that we've not discussed before. But we've been doing this for 62 episodes. I'm finding our topics seem to repeat, converge. I don't know if we're unique as we used to be, but we'll do the best that we can. And we each one do one at a time, and hopefully we can pull some interesting things out of it, solve some problems, whatever it might be. This week we'll start with you, Omar. What is your topic this week? And go. You go first.
Oh, what is going on?
What do you got for us?
So here's what I'd say. I think this is going to be, either controversial and or uplifting, but
interesting.
I think it's something that, it's conversations that we want to have. These are the difficult ones, and it's exploration and something I think is vastly, vastly fascinating. So I had an event last week or a few days ago.
Yeah.
And it Cirque du Soleil, circus theme. Candy, contortionist.
Named after your former dog, Lou.
Michael Blue.
Yeah.
Who's now.
Can you explain what this means at all? Because someone who doesn't know what this is be totally confused.
Cirque du Soleil is a world-famous circus, like a next-gen circus. It's quite amazing and beautiful, and the guy's built it into a multi-billion-dollar global empire, where he hires gymnasts and
And yeah, it's pretty awesome if you haven't seen a show.
Well, that part. Cool. But you're hosting an event. It's a dinner at a conference.
No, no,
it's
no. Industry event.
That's Cirque du Soleil.
Right.
Lou.
That's the theme. Home. That's the theme. Cirque du Soleil.
So it's a circus theme, but it's more of a traditional circus theme, if you will.
Got it. Got
Cavalry, baton twirlers, jugglers with like pins, wearing makeup, memes, giant signs, balloons of Lou everywhere. It was like lights, and it was quite.
Did you do the bearded lady? We talked about this on a former.
Well, this episode. Is my point.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I wanted to have a bearded lady, and even at the end, I wanted to do it.
Yeah, we told you to do it. Remember, we told you to have her as a bartender, but not as just someone
who that's right.
sideshows walking around.
Right.
Well, you gave.
Okay, so you didn't do it.
Yes, did not do it, and it's been irking me, and I just realized something.
Go ahead.
Why does no one's ever represented bearded ladies before?
Oh my God. Is this really your topic?
Wait a second.
Yeah.
They've represented every other, listen, everyone's beautiful, right? Every gender has to be fucking acknowledged and then,
dropping the F-bomb.
Uplifted and, seen.
Yes.
Right? Why aren't where are the bearded ladies? Wait a second. So I Googled this, okay?
Yeah.
What percentage of women, what percentage of the planet is bearded ladies?
The planet or Europe?
The world.
I'm kidding around. I apologize to everyone in Europe. Percentage of bearded ladies, 0.0001%.
David?
Yeah, that self-identify as a bearded lady?
That's crazy.
Well, no. Well, yeah, I guess. They are one. David,
I mean, women with facial hair? I don't know.
Bearded ladies.
A beard? All right. Yeah. I think by definition, if they were once in a circus, which I do not support, it would mean it would be rare. Otherwise, why would you do that? So I would say 0.00001%.
Yeah, so way off. All right. Male pattern hair growth on women, called hirsutism, is not uncommon.
Oh, okay. We know that. A
study at USC estimated that the condition affects up to 8% of women.
Okay. Stop.
So this is – wait, hold on. My point is, let's gather these women. Let's empower them. This could be a real movement.
Okay. Here's your flaw. Here's your flaw.
Hold on. Wait. Not unconditional love, unconditional hair.
Here's your flaw. Here's your flaw.
That's the movement, David. It's a good name.
Here's your flaw, my friend. Let me bring it up to you. The 8% do not grow their hair out. They have it waxed or they treat it.
That's my point, because they're being shamed.
Dude,
come out!
Stop. They're not going. Number one, they don't want people to know that they have male, whatever the hell you said.
Yeah, but they're missing the point, Josh. I think what we're saying is that's because they're being shamed.
Exactly.
To not being
they're
themselves.
Not being shamed.
Yes, they are.
It's society. Society has.
What's the point, Josh?
But that is.
But wait. We could take
David,
this a step
can you
further.
Go, please.
Wait. We could take this a step further because what you're really saying is that women should not have to shave their legs, but society kind of dictates that they should. It's a high, it's like whatever it is. And the same
and
with their armpits. Like men don't shave their armpits or their
right.
legs, right?
Right?
But women do, or a lot of women do. So what you're saying is we should not chastise that. We should make it acceptable and then women should grow their hair out. It's not just this 8%. It's every woman.
I'm talking about bearded ladies.
Well,
that's who I care about.
Sorry. So you want a subset of this group that actually wants to grow their facial hair out, but society either doesn't let them or they do anyway.
That's also society, man. Like, no more fat shaming, right? The same thing. That's, if you're comfortable in your weight, then you should just embrace it and not spend any time trying to be healthy.
I
same thing. Why can't we do it for bearded ladies?
Well, bearded ladies aren't, no one's shaming them publicly. I mean, you might point, well, no. you might point well, when you're in a public area and go, does that woman have a beard? You might do that.
There is definitely, I mean, I hope I no one's what, doing it verbally or anything, but there is definitely a strong encouragement. Like I say, not beard. So I have an instance of, being in a group of people that I didn't know who this person was, but it was a woman who definitely had a mustache. Okay.
Okay.
And it was striking because, you know, it was, sure, it was a mustache, yeah, right?
Of course.
And I remember seeing a picture and someone, had a picture and I almost said, oh, hey, that's the girl with the mustache. And I didn't say it. And it turns out it was this guy's sister. And I'm so glad I didn't say it. That would have been, I still think to this day, that would have been like one of my most embarrassing moments if I just said, but you know, it stands out. But you know, I bet you that was probably very difficult. But I think Omar's saying, I hope I'm saying it well, is that, hey, she should feel, she didn't have to like go get it waxed or like just let it be. That's, I think, what Omar's trying to say.
Well, I know what he's trying to say. What I'm saying though is that that's up to society. And by the way, it seems like people do all sorts of weird things these days with physical appearance. So I think
but there's so many other movements that are happening right now.
Maybe there is a movement for women
with everything else
that are with body hair. Maybe there's a body hair. Maybe there's a body hair women's movement. They have every other thing going on.
But isn't bearded lady though pointing out an oddity? So that's, you're not being inclusive.
Listen. It's a bit of a pejorative. I feel you. But I also think if we do our jobs right, it will be the same thing as calling someone beautiful.
Well, okay. Well,
listen. I hear you, and perhaps there is a group of women who will also hear this, who want to have facial hair and beards, and will band together and call themselves the bearded ladies and say it's what we want to do and society needs to accept it. And there you go.
I'm behind them.
I hear
FTS
you.
FTS
is behind them.
Behind them.
Yeah.
Well, we are
friends of the bearded ladies.
You could have had a bearded woman be a bartender at your event, but the fact that if she had a beard and you had a circus theme,
yeah,
is oddly referring back to the day.
Contradictory to your support for bearded women. It's quite contradictory.
It seems more oddity than taking a stance. Yes. So I think it's best to do this crusade after the circus themed event is over.
I think we have to normalize it.
He wants to normalize it, right? Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. But what about all the bearded women who are who make their living as these oddities at these events? Now, all of a sudden, if it's normalized, their profession goes away.
That's
their source of income.
That's how capitalism works. Look at the look at like the what was that thing like the cotton gin.
The cotton gin? You're gonna.
Printing press,
it was a new technology, right?
Yes.
And people figured out to do other things. And more, and then for those people that are currently employed because of being bearded ladies, they'll figure something else out.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Fair enough. What a weird topic.
I would like to see Omar support this in his the next woman he dates.
I want to see Omar date a bearded woman. And look past it. Look past it, because that's what she wants, and she's a good person.
At the pace I'm going, I'm not dating anybody. In like 40 years, I'm gonna find my, what was her name? Anna Nicole Smith.
Yeah, that's right.
He was like 9 in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
A bearded Anna Nicole Smith. That would be.
That's the visibility I have. I swear to God.
Unbelievable.
But 1,000 best friends. That's the thing. That's the trade-off.
That's right.
Trade-off. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm ready to go on my topic. Ready to do, we'll have to have some compliance look at this podcast, make sure that we're.
This is a tricky one.
Good one, yeah. But, so I want to go back to, I had a few episodes of flying. So, again, for those that don't listen, and really anyone that knows me for about 5 seconds knows I have a fear of flying. I can't help it. It comes out, and I just got it. And
It's come up on several of our previous episodes.
Well, here's my latest in the journey.
Let's hear it. Let's hear it.
One is a bad thing, but two are good. One is a potentially amazing thing, which goes back to one of our topics way back when. But first, I'm in St. Louis, and I'm looking at the weather out in California for this week.
Yeah.
And the first thing I see is there's some weather that's coming, you know, to the coast of California. They have a name for this storm that's coming through. It's called an atmospheric river. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
I've never heard of that.
I thought, good Lord, why of all the things that I have to fly into is an atmospheric river? Like, I feel like that's what I am when I'm flying. I'm like, that's my emotions is an atmospheric river. So,
but that's not as bad as I thought you were going to say. I thought it was going to be some sort of like the Devil's Gorge or like some sort
of. It's pretty close. I mean,
atmospheric rivers is kind of soft language for, but I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just picturing, you know, the wind of like, you know,
like the plain whitewater rafting in the air.
Yeah. Like we want to go to the airport, but we got caught in the river and now we're shooting off into the Pacific.
That's a good point. Good point.
So I did what any reasonable person did is, I changed my flight from Wednesday to Tuesday to get in ahead of it, which I was very happy to do. And I highly recommend that, and this is a public service announcement. There is a website that I might have mentioned before. It's called turbli.com. It's TURBLI.com. And it will tell you up to like 2 days ahead of time how turbulent your flight will be.
Isn't that cool? Wow.
So then I can kind of like manifest kind of manage my flying, whatever. But,
this helps.
You know what it helps with? It helps if I know it's going to be really awful as I try to fix it. And if it's calm, it does calm me down. Like it just, it sets expectations. You know, is it one drink or is it three drinks?
Yeah, right.
You know,
what
exactly is going to happen?
The unexpected is always the worst than the expected.
Yeah. That's right. A little bit, that's true. But then, I'm coming to Arizona from San Francisco and I have a bit of a process, when I fly. And one of it
I don't agree with what Josh just said, by the way.
Why? Why?
In fact, it's not always worse than the
expected. No. If it's a negative thing, I'd rather have an expected negative thing than an unexpected negative thing.
It happened to me. You'll be thinking about it until it happens. And stewing on it. I don't want to know about it.
The difference is you can mentally prepare for it.
And or with Dave, Dave has some issues, okay, dude? He won't go this. If he knows there's going to be bad weather or something, he's not still preparing. Okay?
It's a problem.
I change. Yeah. I've left early. I'll stay a day later. I will. I do think there is something to it. That's true. If you know it's going to be bad.
Flight. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Remember how Mr. T, they would give him milk and knock him out? Like, they wouldn't prepare him. They would just knock him out and get on the plane. But, I wish someone would do that for me, honestly. Mr. T had good friends on the A-team. Anyway, so the other thing am I flying, which this kind of goes into the wokeism that I think, Omar, you're going to appreciate this. When I get to the airport, they'll allow you to bring little small bottles of alcohol.
Like vaulted, encrypted episodes?
What?
Our episode.
What about
the topics, the topics that we're touching on.
No, this is encrypted. So when I fly, I bring little bottles of alcohol on my bag, which gets through security. They're like the little bottle, right?
Yes.
And what I do is I'll buy a liter of soda. I think this is illegal, so I hope I don't get arrested, but, I pour some of it out and pour the alcohol in there, and then I have it on the flight for me in case it gets bumpy. And it's kind of a security blanket. I hardly ever drink it.
Okay.
It's just there if it gets bumpy.
It's there. Right.
I get to the San Francisco airport. You cannot buy plastic bottles anywhere in the airport.
What?
If you want to buy a soda, it's all cans.
Yes.
It's all linen cans. I looked up, and sure enough, in the news, San Francisco airport said they are no longer using single-use plastic bottles.
Single-use plastics. That's right.
All cans. But who wants to buy a can of soda at the airport? You can't bring a can of soda on the airplane.
What are you talking about? You can't bring a can of soda. The problem is when you open it.
You set it on your little tray, and then it flips over.
That's the problem.
You can't put it in your seat thing in front of you.
You can't.
It's a terrible device to have.
Yeah, yeah.
So it, so what I had to do is I had to buy a big water bottle, which I then pour it out. So I had to go in, had this weird exchange where I bought this very large water bottle, went right from the register to the water fountain and poured it all out. And the guy next to me was like, what are you doing?
You just poured out $8 worth of water.
It was. It's expensive. And I had to replace it. So that was one thing. First of all, that was my question to you. I mean,
yeah,
you're a big anti, you know, you're a climate transition guy, Josh, and you're anti single use plastics. You think that's a good idea to have only cans of soda at an airport?
Hold on. Would I like to see single-use plastics go away? Yes. Do I use them? Yes. I use them. They're convenient, and they serve a purpose. So look, I'm more of a realist than anything else. So, and by the way, I'm not like what's that one actor's name who's living off the grid? I'm not doing any of that nonsense.
Wait, Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer?
No, that's very different. But look, if they made plastics that were recyclable and that could be in compost, that would be awesome. That would solve both things, but we're not there yet. But you're saying, what are you asking me?
if you're selling soda at an airport that only have aluminum cans.
I don't like that either. I don't want that either.
That's taking away my freedom.
It's not taking away your freedom. This is the other part.
Taking away your freedom? What are you, Braveheart?
Yeah, it's not taking away your freedom. I love this. Everyone's freedom. Freedom, by the way, is not absolute. That's the first thing. So in other words, you can't buy incandescent light bulbs anymore, right?
Yeah.
No one's throwing a fit over that. Okay? There's better bulbs now. And now, whatever. And they're better for the environment. They're better for energy use. They're better for everything else. And it's just whatever. And things evolve like that all the time. There's all sorts of rules and stuff. You can't drive a tank down the street. There's rules.
No, but you used to be able to buy a soda and bring it on the plane. You can't do that anymore.
I get it. I'd rather have a bottle with a cap on it because you don't want to drink all of it. And, you know, I don't want to have my tray down either the whole time.
Yeah.
I don't want that either.
Who would want to put a can on a little slippery tray?
But they serve you that when they serve drinks. They give you a can. I guess. Sometimes they put it on your, but I hate that too. I don't like that. So they have to make a device that is recyclable like aluminum that has at least like a seal that you could at least, you know, cap it and put it in your bag and not be afraid that it's going to spill everywhere.
Yeah. Or that'd be great. Maybe if they could use the aluminum to make the shape of a bottle or that you don't have, I don't know, just the can of soda with the top. That's not a good idea to have that at the airport. I just think that's, can't bring on the plane. I guess you can drink it there in the lobby or.
I'm with you. I buy a bottle of water every time I go into an airport. One of the first things I do, I buy a bottle of water. I put it in my bag.
Well, good luck at the San Francisco airport. I guess maybe in LA too. I think this happened in 2021. So good luck, everyone. But here I'll land on this as my last, airplane story.
Yeah.
Apple Vision Pro. Have you heard of this?
Of course.
Omar, are you aware of this technology, the Apple Vision Pro?
The new VR.
I haven't used it yet.
Yeah.
Have you bought it?
Josh, have you used it?
No.
I haven't bought it. I got the 8 Sleep, though. The 8 Sleep.
What the hell is the 8 Sleep?
You guys know what 8 Sleep is?
No.
What is that?
It's that specialized, really expensive mattress. Cools the mattress or heats it up.
Okay.
So it cools it. You don't get hot anymore.
Right. But he asked if you got some sort of virtual reality, augmented reality glasses, and you said, no, but I got a mattress.
No, well, no, it's just like the highest tech mattress.
Right. But again, it's not relatable.
Nowhere near my.
Ask me if I got a VR glasses. Ask me.
Listen.
Ask me.
Did you have 5 VR glasses, Josh?
You know, it's funny you brought up VR glasses. I didn't, but I got a rutabaga the other day in the grocery store.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
There's no connection.
David, wait a second. Wait. The Apple, I have VR glasses from like Meta or whatever, right? They're called. Oculus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Apple Vision Pro, whatever that's called, comparing those to what I have, which is Oculus, is like comparing
no,
an old-fashioned mattress to the 8 Sleep.
It doesn't matter if that is analogous. It's still not a connection to what he was asking you.
I bet you did terrible on your SATs.
Oh, my God.
That's terrible. Yeah.
Yeah. That was
anyway. Back
yeah, anyway.
So, I think a while back, too, we keep referring to old episodes. This is
you brought this up. You were going to wear VR goggles.
Yes.
On a flight, and it didn't happen.
Well, I kept buying different. I got the Vision. I got the Meta Vision. That's not a Vision. The
Oculus,
Meta Quest.
The Oculus.
It was an Oculus. Now it's, I think it's the Meta Quest.
Whatever.
They just came out with the Meta Quest 3, which I did get. It's amazing. It's so fun to watch movies and stuff on it, more than just games.
Nice.
But I just saw that the Apple Vision Pro has a travel mode, which is intended to be worn on an airplane.
Wow.
So
that's right up. That's exactly what you were trying to solve.
Exactly what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Some guy was doing an article about I'm going to do it on an airplane. One of the downsides is the battery lasts like 2 hours. So if you have any kind of a decent flight, it's not going to last unless you have like a big battery pack. But
can you get a backup battery pack?
You can. So that's you can probably get 4 hours if you have kind of a beefy thing with it. But hey, this is. I'm getting gas at a dentist. This having a battery pack on my lap in an airplane.
If somebody ever put one of those bucket things all next to me in an airplane, I would rob them. I would go to the bags. These asshole.
You were guilty about robbing moisturizer. What do you mean you're going to rob
right. There's no question you're robbing.
$5,000 VR goggles? Get out of here.
But it is, you can see through too. I think you can turn
it's
on
augmented.
Off, so it's augmented reality as well.
Yeah.
But, we are getting so close, my friends, to be able to.
Are you going
to
buy them? They're really expensive.
Normal, they're $3,500 and, I'm waiting to see. I would pay any price to be able to get on an airplane.
You said
and
that
not
before.
Have to worry about that. Yeah.
You said that in the last episode.
This thing would, it would be, there would be, I would love it.
Put watch on it.
Anything.
He wants to be distracted. And this is what he said in that episode. It was back in season one, I think. His idea was.
Each of us, a trivia.
No, I just had trivia.
Who'd have the best score, you think, of remembering things?
What do you mean?
Someone gave each of us a trivia quest of past FTS episode questions.
Oh,
Josh would win for sure.
It's me.
Josh.
Josh is the Gary Delabate.
But my point is that this technology I talked about years ago is becoming a reality. We're soon going to have, but the thing is, the stigma of having to wear one on a plane still is pretty high.
This is what we talked about before.
Hey,
that's exactly right. But
what's
these would look more acceptable than the Oculus.
What's the over under on us doing an FTS with them all on?
The divergent paths that you take us on sometimes.
Well, no, there is. You can, one of the technologies to make an avatar yourself, and it would look like we're standing around in a room. I mean, that's
Could we record it? Could we record
I
it and put it on YouTube?
Of course.
Yeah.
The irony
I'm
is,
sure.
The artists don't know this.
Yeah.
One of Josh's literal main jobs is to focus on disruption. And he's literally glossing over. What is going to drive disruption? Josh, just like porn, in very many ways, drove the development of the internet.
You brought this up before.
You,
yes, you made that point.
If you start pulling your fucking weight on this podcast, FTS might drive Apple Vision Pro content and development.
Right.
You, I don't know, whatever you're on, I'd like the piece of it because it's really just, it's quite a journey that your mind is going on right now. And it's amazing, by the way, that you criticized me for saying shit too much, and now you've dropped multiple F-bombs since that accusation.
Dave is not
waiting for my apology.
You're both at potty mouths.
Yes.
But it is interesting. Yeah. Omar's technology is driven by porn. Mine is driven by fear.
Yes.
Between they're two, the mother of invention.
That's right.
Necessity,
exactly.
Porn, and fear.
Isn't that what they said? Isn't that the quote? They just shortened it to necessity?
Yeah, they just shortened it.
Yes, that's right.
Anyway, so more to come.
That'll be exciting.
Someday I'm going to get it. I will wear it on a plane. I'll report back.
That will be very exciting.
Yeah, I can't wait. Hopefully I'll be with one of you guys. I would do it if I was with one of you guys. I think that would be fantastic. So
Well, we kind of mapped it out last time. We kind of mapped it out when we talked about in the episode. You'd have to get a window seat. You'd have to wait till everyone's seated so you don't – people aren't walking down the aisle looking at you like you're crazy. But,
sometime, Josh or Omar, if we're on the same flight,
that'd be great. I would love to document that.
All right. Definitely. So, Josh, what is your topic?
So my topic is kind of a short one, but it's something that I drew notice of recently, and it's funny because it was on one particular thing, and now I've expanded it now that I've wrote it down as a topic. Because when I think of things, by the way, or something hits me, or I see something, I write it down on my phone. I'm like, ooh, this might be something good to talk about on our podcast. And there's a commercial that I've seen multiple times, but only recently caught what they actually said in the commercial. And I went, oh my God. And I actually, with my DVR, went backwards and said, I got to hear that again to make sure I heard that correctly. And so my topic is basically commercials that you don't really hear what they're saying until you go back and really listen. And there's three of them in particular that I want to bring up. But the first one that really sparked this, there's a product called Lumi Dio. It's really, they say Lumi, but it's basically, I don't know if you've seen the commercial, but it's deodorant, but it's a cream deodorant. And instead of putting like a stick under your armpits, you put this cream under there. And they say in the commercial, it's an interesting commercial, by the way, because it's just a weird thing. It's new and different. But they say it's a whole body deodorant for pits, feet, and privates. That's how they advertise it.
God.
And this is the part that I didn't pick up maybe the first dozen times I've seen the commercial. And I just picked it up. They say in the commercial, the average crotch, 12 hours after a shower with soap, has an odor score of 5 out of 10. Okay, let's break this down with this claim.
All right.
Okay, number one, I heard that initially, and haha, it's funny. Crotch is a funny word, and you never really hear it on a commercial, and so you just hear it the first time. You go, oh, that's interesting. They put this Lumi on their privates, and it's supposed to help there, too, in addition to your armpits, and they put it on your feet, too. And then I rewound it and listened to it again. I'm like, oh my God. First of all, who is scoring crotch odor? That's the first thing. So whose job is it to actually smell crotches after they shower and put on this Lumi and then score them? And then what's the scale? 5 out of 10. Is that bad? Is that good? I imagine anything below a 9 is probably pretty bad. Or I'm sorry, anything above a 2 is probably.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
You don't really want
above
odor.
A 9.
Right. But who is doing this? And they never, so someone's job, according to Lumi, is smelling crotches and scoring them.
Well, how do you know it's a real thing?
Isn't that weird?
Do they have to be scientific? Like when they say 4 out of 5 dentists, is that,
You can't make that claim.
Well,
you can't make that claim.
That data hasn't changed in 50 years. There hasn't gone down to 5 out of 5 or 3 out of 5. It's always 4 out of 5. I think it's
false. If it's 3 out of 5, you're not advertising. It's not a good product. You're not going to, if it is 3 out of 5, you're not going to say it on your commercial. Because that's not really that convincing.
They couldn't get to 5 out of 5?
Maybe not. There's always that fifth weird dentist. There's only that fifth one that gives their patients gas. That's that dentist that does not recommend dentine.
I think this is a false stat is my.
it's so specific. They say 12 hours, specifically, a time frame after a shower with soap. They don't just say after a shower. With soap, gets an odor score, so very specific scoring, of 5 out of 10. I find that highly weird.
Now, is that with a handheld shower? Without a handheld shower.
It doesn't say that in the commercial.
You think if you have, like, you guys know people who have body odor.
Yes, of course.
Right. Do you think they know they have body odor?
That was my next question. So my next question is this Lumi Dio. Like we all use deodorant on our armpits, right? But they're claiming you should.
Antiperspirant.
Or deodorant. Both. I use antiperspirant.
No, they're very different, Josh.
They are. I use antiperspirant. What I'm saying is I'm doing it as just the catch-all. Everyone uses some sort of deodorant / antiperspirant on their underarms, right? For the most part. Unless maybe bearded women don't. I'm not sure the bearded women community. But they might be against it. Who knows?
But if they don't want to, that's okay.
That is okay with us.
That's right.
We are okay with that. But most people, or at least I don't know anyone, who uses deodorant on their undercarriage and their feet, which is what this Lumi Dio is for. So yeah, would you use that? Would you consider this product? This product is insane to me.
This is an Omar question.
I actually, if I have, like, every so often my feet are smelly. It's fairly rare. But, you know, you guys know I don't wash my socks, right? They're specific.
No, we didn't know that. That's incredibly strange.
Yeah.
Why don't you wash your socks?
Well, they're merino wool. That's why.
So?
They don't need to be washed.
Oh, get the hell out of here. That's disgusting. Yeah, you have sweaty feet. First of all, merino wool, your feet sweat merino wool.
No. These are high performance.
Yes, they do. High performance. What the hell does that mean?
I don't know.
These are sheep that were in really good shape?
I'm telling you that I can wear these socks for months on end.
Well, I'm sure you can.
No one smells their own stink. Nobody smells their own stink.
So my point is the smell of the foot, like when you take off the socks, it's kind of a nice, comforting smell.
Look, no one wants to smell feet when they come out of your shoes after a full day.
Yeah.
I don't care who you are.
And you shouldn't be the judge of it. It's other people who should be telling you whether your feet smell or not.
That's correct. I don't smell my own feet ever.
I've never had anyone ever say that to me ever in my life.
Of course they don't say it, but that again, that's society. Society doesn't say that you turn to someone and go, your feet
Josh,
stink.
By the way, Dave, you notice this is Josh's new thing. Every answer he has is about society.
Because that's where the rules come from, society.
By the way, everyone's wondering, the S in FTS stands for society.
Society. That's exactly right. Friends talking society. Anyway, so I would like to write the Lumi people and ask them, who's sniffing crotches? Whose job is that? And then who are the people that are offering up their crotch to be sniffed after 12 hours? It's just a bizarre thing. It's just it's very weird, anyone who hears that commercial. So if you hear that Lumi Dio commercial.
What the story of that product was, is?
What is what? Say that again.
Or is the story of why they created
I don't know.
That.
Because apparently someone stinks and they made this product
maybe,
so they don't
maybe
stink
it's for
anymore.
Dancer. Maybe it's for strippers.
It doesn't say for
that's
strippers.
A very narrow marketplace. But
that is a very – that's too narrow a market.
That's what I mean. I'm trying to figure out what –
That's a low cam, as we say.
What do you think is yours and story, Josh? What is your theory?
My theory, it is a deodorant alternative that these people have made that they think have revolutionized the – and will disrupt the deodorant industry. I don't think so. Hmm. But that wasn't my point with this product. My point is product is who the hell is smelling crotches? Whose job is it to do that and then score them?
Well, that's I answer. I think no one. I think they're like.
Right. Interesting.
I bet you it's a five. Plus, if they're going to make the point,
probably,
why would they say five?
It's probably
five. That's
slightly,
true. Good point.
It's probably slightly more professional and accurate and data-driven than the numbers that we give out to our listeners about our viewership.
No question.
Not true
at all.
Not true at all.
Yeah. Anyway, that's the first.
That doesn't prove anything. Yeah. All of our numbers are made up, but this is too.
That's the first commercial. Second commercial I want to draw your attention to is called Eggland's Best. You know Eggland's Best? It's an egg commercial. They make eggs, right?
Eggs.
So here, this is not even part of the commercial, but I've always seen an egg commercial, but I finally just like a light bulb went off and I went, why are you advertising eggs? Does anyone have any brand loyalty to eggs at all? I have no brand loyalty to eggs. I buy whatever eggs are in front of me at the store. Whatever's in front of me at the store, fine.
I don't know.
There you go.
I sometimes I'll get like free range eggs.
Brand. I said brand, not type of egg. Brand. Like I like the jumbo eggs or the extra large. I don't like those small, medium eggs. I don't want that. Eggs don't taste any differently to me. Right?
Yeah,
I can't imagine I'm eating an Eggland egg and then I eat ABC egg after that and they're different, made by the same dude.
Truffled eggs.
But again, that's not what we're talking about. That's a dish. I'm talking about the egg. Never mind. Okay, so that's the second commercial. I don't want to go down this Omar vortex. Here's the third commercial, which you might have seen. It's for Blue Buffalo dog food. You know what that is?
Yeah, no. Josh okay. Boy has that sometimes.
There you go. Yeah. Okay. So watch the commercial, because I had to rewatch the commercial three times to pick up what they say in this commercial. I'll briefly describe it. There's two women in a store. One's got Purina One in her hand. The other one's got Blue Buffalo. And the one says, well, blah, blah, blah. Why do you use whatever? And they get into a conversation. They say, well, I use Blue Buffalo because of the ingredients. Like, what's in the Purina One? And then she lists the ingredients. She goes, well, what's the ingredients of Blue Buffalo? And she lists the ingredients. She says, those ingredients must cost a lot more. The Purina One woman says that to the Blue Buffalo woman. To what she says, no, it only costs 50 cents more per day. And you just, when you first hear the commercial, you just hear 50 cents. You go, oh, yeah, that's not a lot more. But then when you rewind it and go, oh, 50 cents more per day, that's a hell of a lot more the Blue Buffalo costs. That's $15 more a month.
Yeah.
I mean, it's dog food. That's a high percentage more. So if your dog food costs 15 bucks, this one's 30. It's double.
Yeah. And why didn't she break it down by hour? Really, let's get this
right,
thing really
exactly.
Yeah.
That was my, that's exactly what I was about to go with. It's so funny. You read my mind. Like, no, it doesn't cost more. It's only 0.01 cents a second more. Oh, that sounds like nothing. Well, add that, baby. Add that up. Do the math. It's just it's so clever the way they do that. Like, it's only 50 cents more per day. And what's funny is I looked it up online because I'm like, oh, I want to see that Blue Buffalo commercial again to make sure I get the wording right. And so I went on YouTube and I found the one from last year. And last year, the commercial was 25 cents more a day. And now the new commercial is 50 cents more.
So there. Hey, did you actually see like what a bag of one is versus another? Like, is it?
Wait, hold
on,
Josh.
I didn't.
What's your point here? Is your point saying that they could have chosen a more effective way to brand themselves?
It is effective. I'm just saying what I'm saying is no one really pays close attention to commercials. They're on in between your shows.
Yeah.
Right? And you just kind of gloss over them. And so what I'm saying is
I watch commercial and I don't even know how.
Right. And I typically don't watch commercials either, but these are commercials I saw during sporting events, which I do watch commercials or they happen to be on.
Okay. Fair, fair.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it finally just hit me. The Lume thing hit me. I'm like, oh my God, who's sniffing crotches? Cause that's what they're implying. Somebody is paid to sniff crotches. That's what they're implying. And then I started to listen.
This is Eagles fans. This is exactly why Josh gets it. It's a shame. It all makes sense.
Yes, sir.
Let me ask you this. If you could work for Lume Dio, whatever the hell it's called.
Wait.
And your job was to sniff crotches after 12? Yeah, go ahead.
Let me double click on this for a second.
Yeah, go ahead.
So, you know that we know that you know that Instagram, for example,
yes,
gives you very incredibly
targeted ads. Yes.
Sure, right?
Yes.
So I made the case that you got those ads because you were watching.
Yeah.
And one of the demographic I'm sure.
No. Stop. This is on TV. These are not ads that come across my social media.
Listen, they have some form of that stuff now on TV.
No, they don't.
Not personalized.
If you're watching ESPN.
Wait. What game were you watching?
I don't remember which one. I've seen these commercials over and over and over.
Was it a Sixers game? Was it an Eagles game?
These were college games, college basketball.
What?
Good try. Yeah, you're saying they're targeting crotch sniffers in Philly? Good try.
I thought it was Eagles fans.
Let me ask you something.
Joel Embiid fans.
Would you be hired by Lume and do that job? Your job is sniff crotches from 9 to 5 and score them on an odor scale. But you get $1 million a year. You do it?
No.
No, I would not do that. But are you sure it's a human nose that's doing that? You don't think there's some kind of device that can then?
A device? Come on.
You don't think there's an odor device that can? Well, you can press something to your forehead and tell if you have a fever.
Okay, hold
on. How does that work?
All right. Now I'm going to change the job then. You are the person that has the odor wand, the device wand, and you have to put it under people's crotches for 9 to 5 and then write down and log the scores.
Can I listen to podcasts while I do it?
No, you got to talk to the people to make sure that they're standing correctly and their junk isn't in the way. That's your job. Your job is you work for Lume. You got your AI odor score thing so you can change you don't have to sniff it with personally. You got your wand. You're putting it under crotches, $1 million a year.
Yeah. How much, what are my benefits? How many hosts vacations?
Full dental. Yeah.
With gas?
3 weeks with gas, 3 weeks gas. Vacation, 3 weeks my, paid vacation.
My insurance makes me pay for the gas, by the way.
And you get vision.
Yeah, I think no. I need more than $1 million.
See, now there's someone at Lume who's making far less than $1 million than doing this.
Well, who knows? Anyway. They went to college and, you know, have the skills. Maybe that's, I don't know.
And my favorite commercial, the Jardians commercial. You know that Jardians commercial? They changed the woman in the commercial and they redid it, but they kept the song. So I still love the song, but it is it's a new woman in there and I'm a little upset by it. Anyway, that's my topic. We went real long on this episode. My God.
We have the emails and,
we had a lot of interrupting. A lot to pack in.
I mean, if this is like an hour and a half podcast, it's almost like Omar sat through almost, I don't know, 45 minutes of it, I would say.
Yeah, that's about right. That's pretty good. That's a new record for him on an absolute basis. Yeah.
Well, I don't think we'll wrap that one up. That's episode 62. We look forward to finding out.
This was the too big for our britches episode.
Yeah,
I like that title.
That's what we have. Yeah. Hey, on behalf of the FTS crew, I want to thank you so much for listening to our show.
On behalf of all bearded ladies.
And especially you. You know who you are.
Deacon Love Whiskey.
Do you want to punch in the Deacon Whiskey ad?
Yeah, big thank you to Deacon Whiskey. Smoky, sweet, and peat. Deacon Whiskey.
All right. Tell them
on social media, we're really, jiving with our partnership with them.
Yeah, that's the worst advertisement
that
ever. Let's say goodbye to Deacon Whiskey as the sponsor.
What a throw up on our Dave's sign off there. Unbelievable.
You can soup it up. You can soup it in editing.
Yeah, we'll see what we
do. Good luck, Jeff. Yeah. All right, well, till next time. Goodbye, everybody.
See ya.
Bye later.